I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran trades missile fire with neighboring Pakistan. Iran said its airstrikes destroyed terrorist strongholds in Balochistan province on Tuesday. Pakistan then fired rockets and launched drones at ethnic militants in Iran on Thursday, killing at least 9, 4 of them kids. FMI's Nehemiah says,
"This is very, very defining moment because there is a tug war between Shias and Sunnis. Iran is a Shia country, and Pakistani is a majority Sunni country. Sunnis inside Pakistan are feeling that maybe Shias attacked them. So several Shia leaders have been killed by Sunni militant groups."
Please pray for FMI church planters and partners throughout the region. And finally, this year, Door International is celebrating 40 years of gospel ministry among the deaf. And they're inviting you to celebrate with them. Rob Myers with Door says the ministry began in 1984 with a young woman who believed that every person in God's kingdom has gifts and should be trained to reach others for Christ. Today, Door has around 230 staff globally.
"We're looking for as many ways, both online and in person, that we can be able to celebrate what God has done, but also look forward and to the future of what God's going to do through the seeds that have been planted over the last 40 years."
Learn more by following Door International on social media so you can be among the first to know about in-person and online celebrations through 2024. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.